This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Transportation officials will update the status of a closed bridge over Blue Mesa Reservoir next week. CPR's Tom Hess reports engineers are drafting plans to repair the bridge once the extent of the damage is known.
A lengthy inspection process will determine just how substantial repairs to the US 50 bridge will need to be. Specialists with Kiewit Corporation are developing plans to use steel plating to bolster the middle bridge at Blue Mesa Reservoir, which has been closed since April 18th. The amount of plating needed for repairs could range from a few tons of steel to more than 300 tons. I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
Pueblo City Council has approved paying unhoused individuals to clean up litter. CPR's Dan Boyce reports Catholic Charities of Southern Colorado will manage that effort.
The 5-2 vote will send $200,000 from leftover federal COVID funds to Catholic Charities. Unhoused participants in the program will pick up trash 16 hours per week at minimum wage for a maximum of 12 weeks, working alongside city employees and volunteers. Participants will also receive other services like food and housing assistance. Following the 12 weeks, those who wish can then begin to transition to other local job readiness programs. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Ed Dwight, America's first black astronaut candidate, flew into space Sunday, nearly 60 years after he was rejected by NASA. The 90-year-old sculptor from Denver was aboard Jeff Bezos' rocket company Blue Origin in its first crew launch in nearly 2 years. Dwight started his art career after serving in the U.S. Air Force. He's now the oldest man to fly in space. And there's more about his belated spaceflight at CPR.org. Denver and Colorado Springs, mostly sunny, highs in the 70s and 80s, and then much cooler Tuesday. This is CPR News and KRCC.